Everyone's back, really. Alistair Cook's back with training with us. The only one obviously is Ravi still away with England until the last game on Friday. Then, knowing Ravi as I do, he'll be ready to come straight back into some training with us.
And Alistair, how long's he been here? Because a bit of a bonus as well, because you know, when we last spoke, we were expecting him to be away with England.
Well, pre-season officially started on Monday, but we've been training since November, 3 days a week. So Alistair joined in with us sort of mid-January, doing a couple of sessions a week. He's obviously preparing himself for the West Indies tour coming up in April. So, he's looking in good form, and we had good outdoor practice yesterday. So it's nice to have him back around the place.
Yeah, so he'll be away, obviously, for the West Indies. So you're not sort of planning to have him for too much of the season, really?
No, he's not going to be available for the first championship matches. And then he comes back and we possibly get him for a couple of T20s before he starts the Test Series against New Zealand. Then after that, we'll just assess it and see where we're at, because, you know, he may be back in the 50-over side, we don't know. And obviously there's a big Ashes series coming up this summer, so it's just a matter of waiting and see where he's at and how much cricket he's played. And he's obviously very keen to make an impact and help the team as well here.
And your overseas player, Jesse Ryder, when does he hook up?
Jesse gets here on April the 10th, so that'll give him about a week's preparation for the first game against Kent here on the 19th. So all his workloads have been good back in New Zealand, and he doesn't do an awful lot of bowling back in New Zealand, but, you know, obviously he played a big part last year for us with a Duke cricket ball. It'll give him a good week's preparation for that first game.
And he, I think, he had a back injury or something that forced him out of the BBL. No problem with that.
Yeah, it was nothing too serious. I think it was just a back spasm. So it caused him to miss 2 or 3 weeks cricket. But, you know, I spoke to him a couple of nights ago, and he's looking forward to coming back to Essex and seeing the boys again.
And personnel-wise, are you on the lookout for any more additions? It's been a relatively quiet winter.
It has. I mean, we let 4 or 5 go at the end of last year. We've recruited 2 or 3 of our younger lads that have come through the system. Callum Taylor, Tom Moore did very well last year for us. Jamie Porter came into the first team and did very well. So there'll be a big emphasis on giving opportunity to a few of the younger boys. In between that, we know we've got some very good senior professionals. So we'd be fools to integrate 6 or 7 of the younger lads at the same time. But we're trying to bed 1 or 2 in at the right time as well. And obviously we've got Sean Tate arriving for the T20. So the squad looks good. Everyone is looking really fit at the moment, fingers crossed.
So there's not a sense you might need a senior bowler, sort of Timal Mills left and hasn't really been replaced?
You know what, obviously we'll miss his pace, but Timal hardly played any cricket for us last year. And the nature of some of our surfaces we played on in Division 2 cricket, I've every confidence that Jamie Porter and Tom Moore will bowl very, very well in those types of conditions.
And just looking at what's happened recently in the cricket in England and just a disastrous World Cup.
Yeah, I think everyone in English cricket is hurting from what's been going on. You know, it's not what we expected. I don't think too many people thought we'd win the tournament, but I think we all expected us to get through to the quarter-final stage, and once it becomes down to a knockout stage, anything can happen. You know, that was proved last year in domestic cricket with us. You know, we sailed through the T20, and then it comes a knockout game, and anything can happen on that day. So it usually disappointing. I feel for Peter Moores at the moment, because obviously he's an ex-county coach who's took on England again, and along with the players, he'll be really hurting for a few days, and they'll be having a debrief on what went wrong and looking at the way they can improve one-day cricket in the future.
Call for change for both Morgan and Moores. What do you make of those?
I think it's early to say anything like that. You know, it'd be wrong for me to say anything anyway, but surely there'll be some time to reflect on what happened, and we certainly have to learn the lessons from what we did.
And just a word on Ravi, sort of meant to bring that up. I mean, how long are you planning to have him for? He's away in the IPL, and Ryan is as well.
Yeah, they're both away, you know, so Cookie's away as well, so we're losing 3 big players at the start of the season. Ravi's signed up to go to the IPL, potentially misses that early part of the season, and if Ryan and Ravi's teams get to the IPL final, we could lose them for 4 T20 games, which is a big chunk at the start of the competition. You know, we've got 2 really tough games at the start. We're away to Hampshire, then back here the following night against Surrey. So it's important we make a good start to that comp. But, you know, we lose a couple of players, but it gives opportunity to other lads as well.
Yeah, it's the nature of the game today, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, Tom Wesley was our standout player last year in T20 cricket, and we never thought that at the start of the comp. You know, this year it could be a Jake Micklebury, it could be a Nick Brown or a Kishan Vellani that gets that chance. If you don't give them opportunity, you never know sometimes.